The freak event occurred over a rural portion of Langlade County Thursday night when migrating loons flew into a high-altitude ice storm. Marge Gibson runs the Raptor Education Group Wildlife Rescue Center in Antigo.
The loons were iced. They were flying at altitude, and the birds became wet and basically were encased in ice and then fell to the ground, you know, like missiles from a high altitude. So many of them were actually injured.
Gibson Center took in 57 stranded or injured loons in just 3 days.
I knew we were in trouble by Friday morning. We started receiving many, many calls of loons in fields, cow pastures, just about everywhere people were finding loons.
The problem was so bad that loon rescue experts from the U.S. Geological Survey Office in La Crosse came to help. And because the birds fell over a sparsely populated area, only a fraction of them may have been discovered. Loons usually return to the same northern lakes each spring, and Gibson says it may be weeks before we know how many of the birds were killed.
It's something that we don't know if these loons are Canadian loons and they're still migrating. The difficult factor is that a lot of the lakes up north and even north of Antigo are still frozen. By this time, in any normal year, they would be open.
Loons are helpless on solid ground and need at least a quarter mile of lake surface to become airborne. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.